In this episode, the first live call-in Daily Swole. Let's hope this fucking works.
The sun is shining. The birds are chirping. The bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Test, test, test. Test, test, test. Test, test, test. Testing, testing. Test, test, test. Test ickles. Test ickles. Welcome, everyone, to episode 681 of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular swolecast, beardcast, broadcast, gaincast, and mancast in the realm, because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. Welcome to episode 681. We are going to try the live call-in again today. Thank you so much for joining me on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. Instagram's checking connection. What the fuck is up with that? But thank you so much for joining me. I'll cancel that and try to do it again on this wonderful Sunday fun day. So hopefully this kicks off and hopefully we get a connection here. So come on in, float some hearts. As always, triple live broadcast. Hopefully we'll get Instagram working and you can catch all the episodes on SoundCloud and iTunes. So let me figure out what's going on here. What's going on, fam? How are you doing? What's up, y'all? Abigail Oliver. So what I'm going to do is, oh, that's why I was connecting to, all right, so bummer, a little faux pas. Every once in a while, my internet connects to the wrong. Does anyone else ever get that? I know you might, some of you might be in other country locations. Does anyone else ever get that? You get like, it just connects to a different Wi-Fi for no fucking reason. Like for no, absolutely no reason. There's no reason why that should have connected to a different Wi-Fi. I think I'm lagging. Maybe you are. The gains can cause some lagging. So now we're good on Instagram. Let me reboot. All right. So that's the problem. I'm not going to restart three live broadcasts. We're live on Instagram. Now we're live. Good. So today, got some exciting news. So I got all the phones ready. I got the shotgun mic. I got everything going. So here's how it's going to work. So I'm going to comment. I'm going to have to put a comment. I'm not sure if I could do that on YouTube, but if you want to be featured on the show, so what we're going to do in a couple moments, I'm going to give you the number to call. It's toll free and it's easy to remember. And you'll call in. If you don't get through, it'll probably ring for a little bit and then you'll just get like a voicemail. Don't leave a voicemail. You'll never get checked. I don't care. So it'll ring for a while and then you will be able to ask your question. And if there's an exchange back and forth or if it is necessary, or I'll either put you on hold or whatnot, and I will answer your question. So I think that's going to be fun. That's going to be the main topic today. But before I get into that, first off, I just want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. Nice beard, Julie on Facebook. Thank you. Thank you. Happy Sunday fun day. It's your birthday. Congratulations on being born. I think you got a couple million other people with the same birthday as you. So happy birthday to the world. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I wanted to, a couple major updates that are coming. So Swolenormous X members, those of you that are members of Swolenormous X, if you're a member, hey, if you're a member, float some hearts, say what up. Say what up, Papa Swole. If you're a member of Swolenormous X, got a lot of instructional videos dropping. I'm actually dropping an entire folder, probably 7 or 8, and I'll be doing more tonight. I am going to flood the instructional videos section with all the stuff, breaking down every single move in the 90-day dash. That's going to be completely covered as soon as possible, but literally breaking down all the ones. I'm dropping the mobility folder tonight. So later, you're going to be able to log into your library, and when you go into instructional videos, you'll see at the very top, you'll see 90-day dash videos. So all of those videos will be broken down. That way, when you go back through the program, you go into it, you can take that advice and maybe, you know, tighten up your form and tweak that a little bit more and get a little bit more insight. So this is something I wanted to do a long time ago, and now's the right time, you know, now's the right time. So that's going to happen. So the mobility folder is going to drop, and that's a ton of videos, a ton of content. So that's exciting. Again, call-in show. So super stoked about that. Some other things I have going on behind the scenes I can't tell you about yet that I'm very excited about. I got some stuff down here that you can't see that I'm really amped up to play with today. Papa Swole is excited. Got my coffee. Had a great pump on, and I meant to do some Instagram stories today with the back workout, but things got out of hand. Things got exciting, and things got some new ideas spurned. Some new ideas poured out of my brain holes. And then I just almost really forgot to do Instagram stories, did some recording for Breaking Swole, new series that's going to drop on YouTube and Facebook. So a lot of editing, a lot of things going on behind the scenes, but thank you so much for joining me on this Sunday. So let's get this started. I'm excited to get this going. So remember, when you call, make sure you're ready with your question. And you can ask anything you want. Be reasonable. If you are rude or vulgar, I'm just going to hang up the phone. I'm not going to put up with that shit. I have a great sense of humor, but don't waste everyone's time. And we are going to try this. So in the future, the way ideally I expect this to work is I'll do part of the show and then I'll start taking some calls. I'll activate the phone line. So it won't always be available only during live hours. And I think that's going to be super, super fucking exciting. I'm just really stoked. I'm really stoked about the content that I'm going to drop today. I'm going to drop an awesome video on Instagram and Facebook. I don't know. Things feel good. Things feel good. Things feel right. Maybe it's just the coffee. Maybe it's the whiskey. Is there whiskey in here? I don't know, but it's Sunday. And if you get your pump on, you can do whatever you want. Isn't that right? Papa, what's going on? Megan, what's up? What's up? What's up? Let's see what's going on YouTube. What up, Papa? Joseph, got a lot of X members showing up right now. Got a lot of X members popping in right now. Shout out from Sweden, Tobias. What up, fam? All the way from Sweden. How cool is that? We still have some members of Swole Normus X that are from Sweden. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's open up the floodgates. Let's take some questions. Let's just get right into it. And here's the thing that we're gonna have to play around with. And you know, it's trial and error because I'm triple live right now. So I'm gonna give you all a number that you can call, and I'll be able to you know, obviously take one at a time. If you call and you get the welcome music, and eventually it might go to a voicemail, just hang up and you can try again. But if you're watching live, just be aware of the feedback. If you're watching and calling, there could be some feedback. So just be aware of that. A lot of you might just leave and call from your phone. But what we'll do is, let's just fucking do it. Let's do it. So have your question ready, and it's a toll-free number. So are you ready? Are you ready for the number? Float some hearts if you're ready for the number. If you're ready for the number, are you ready to call Papa Swolio? What I was going to say is, well, let's see how the sound is. You know, the podcast will probably pick up the sound great. Let's see if you can all hear me. So whoever's calling first, we're going to do like a test. Can you hear the speaker? Do I have to hold it here? Do I have to hold it here? Do I have to hold it here? I don't have a massive speaker blaring. I don't want to blow out any of the audio. So here's the number. It's 1-833-1833. Okay. 1-833. Got that so far? We registering? 1-833-B-SWOLE. 1-833-B-E-S-W-O-L-E. How fucking cool is that? How fucking cool is that? Jimmy, you're an idiot. Moving on. Stupid. At what point did the quest to help become a greedy pursuit of your own? Ah, you're a fool. When someone puts in hard work that no one else, no, B swole, B-E, B-E, not the letter B. Yes, you are. Yeah. It's stupid. It's stupid when people think it's an ego thing. When someone's willing to put in more work than you and you call it ego, I'm sorry, man. I'm sad for you. You don't have to watch. You don't have to watch. I usually don't address trolls. Da-na-na-na-na. You ready? Here we go.
Grasshopper, call for extension.
There we go. Thank you for calling the Daily Swole. You're on with Papa Swolio. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Brad Robinson, Annapolis, Maryland.
Brad, what up? This is fucking cool. This is fucking cool. Can everyone hear Brad all right? Talk a little bit more, Brad.
All right, so I'm calling in. I did drop my feed on my phone watching you on Instagram to call, so I don't...
No worries, not for you, but everyone can hear him, so I'm just trying to test to see if everyone can hear the speakerphone. I'm just grinning like an idiot over here. This is sweet. Love it. Who can hear Brad? Is everyone... Okay, Facebook, Instagram, loud and clear. Dude, I want that ringtone. This ringtone sucks, by the way. I had to dig this phone out of the closet, by the way. So what up, Brad? Tell everyone a little bit about yourself and then ask your question.
All right. Long time Swole watcher, first time Swole caller.
You're the first ever Swole caller, bro. I'm gonna hook you up. I'll send you something sweet.
So I did just sign up for X like 10 minutes ago.
Oh shit! Nice. Welcome to the fam.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
So you're gonna get that orientation call again. not this one.
Right on.
Right on. So what's up?
So 41 years old. I am currently injured. I 8 months ago dislocated my shoulder playing softball. Up until then, pretty much thought I was Superman, and just waiting to get back in the game.
So how can I help you today? I obviously just signed up for Swole X, so you're going to get a lot of that content and a lot of the yoga and mobility. But do you have any specific questions about your shoulder?
No, not so much my shoulder. Hopefully, I can get into that with you.
Yep.
Later with the X program. I think a good one would be the Bulletproof Coffee.
All right, good question.
I love drinking the coffee. I drink probably 2 pots of coffee a day, though, and I'm wondering if there's "too much."
Too much butter and oil, or just too much coffee in general?
Too much butter and oil. I don't believe in too much coffee.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say you should be drinking butter and oil all day long. My recommendation, and I kind of go through different parts of this myself. If I'm in a situation where I'm drinking more than, let's say, one blender of coffee, in the back of my head, I'm thinking I might be dehydrated. So I try to drink a lot of water first thing in the morning. That way I can get my coffee on without worrying about overdoing it on that front, because caffeine or coffee is a diuretic. So you can actually get dehydrated by drinking or focusing on too much coffee. Now, in terms of the butter and the oil, it is caloric intake. Now, I would have to say that, I mean, I'm not sure of any studies that show that you can do specifically too much Bulletproof coffee, but if you are getting in that much calories and that much from fat and from oil, you may be less inclined to consume other nutrients, which could lead you to be nutrient deficient. So I would, as long as, you know, if you're going to, you know, the doctor, your blood work is checking out, you feel good, I would say you could drink your Bulletproof coffee and then cruise on other types of coffee, or cruise on maybe just black coffee later on in the day. You'd have to play around with that and see how you feel, maybe physically or aesthetically, if you feel like you're retaining water or retaining weight. But I've done a lot of Bulletproof coffee because, you know, it is calorically dense, but a lot of people do. I don't know if anyone's watching that does like the intermittent fasting with the Bulletproof coffee. Do you do that yourself, Brad, or are you eating first thing in the morning too?
After briefly watching you in the past, I don't know, 2 weeks, more and more, you know, I'm eating definitely when I'm hungry, I'll just eat a whole meal. I like this take of, you know, when you're hungry, eat and just eat whole foods and, you know, don't count what you're eating.
Yeah, it's, I mean, and that comes down to your goals. So if you're looking to, you know, get really nitty gritty and grainy with it, of course, calories are going to matter. Maybe, you know, varying up your caloric intake will matter more, counting, let's say you're getting on stage. But if you're looking to lose weight and be generally healthy, it's definitely the way to go. It's definitely a better lifestyle choice, in my opinion. It's better, something that's more manageable and maintainable. So if you, I forget if you said this already, do you feel normally hungry first thing in the morning, or you don't, or you just kind of go by how you feel that day?
I just go about how I feel about that day. I usually have coffee every morning in the morning. So when I make the Bulletproof first thing in the morning, sometimes I won't eat till dinner.
Yeah, I'm the same way. So I would say just, you know, on the side of caution, I don't want to be telling you or telling everyone to just be drinking, you know, butter and oil all day long. I would say have your Bulletproof coffee, maybe a cup or two. I mean, I blend it. I have a French press, and I usually go through half or the whole thing or more, you know, depending on the day. But I always make sure I'm hydrated. I drink plenty of water first, and I tend to kind of want to just get right to work. So I tend to not do it on purpose, but eat later on in the day in general, depending on when I work out. But yeah, you know, it's something you're gonna have to monitor. I can't say that there's a too much or a too little. There are a lot of people out there that'll say anytime it's too much, you know, anything in excess is not good for you. But you know, when you're consuming a lot of calories, especially from two specific sources like butter and oil, you're going to get caloric satisfaction. You're going to feel full, but you are going to be lacking nutrients. So I would say don't overdo it. But having, you know, a couple cups, you know, in the morning, if you're a big coffee drinker, I can't say anything about that because I do it myself. Just keep an eye on everything, how you feel. And you could even play around with it. Maybe one day you have a little bit more and see how you feel and adjust. But if your health is checking out and you have energy and you're getting all your calories in, your nutrients, and you look and feel good, and everything checks out, then who am I to say that it's wrong? So I would just say don't overdo it in that case, just because it seems a little bit extreme, but play around with it and see how you feel. And we'll set up that orientation call real soon, bro.
All right, great. Thank you.
All right, Brad, thanks for being the first caller. And like I said, I'm going to hook you up for being the first ever on the Daily Swole.
Great. Appreciate it.
All right, brother. Talk to you soon. Bye. It worked. How sweet was that? So you guys could hear that already? You guys could hear that fine? Fucking awesome. Super cool. Super cool. So that was all. I hope everyone could hear that already. Yeah, so the Bulletproof coffee that he was referring to is literally, and you can Google this. I didn't create it. It's called Bulletproof coffee because of the company Bulletproof. You might have seen it in Whole Foods. You might have seen it in on social media and stuff before, but it is literally high quality coffee. Of course, you can make it with any coffee, but usually you want like a single origin. You want an organic coffee, a quality coffee. I like to fresh grind my beans. I do them coarse. I do it in a French press, and you add MCT oil and Kerrygold grass-fed butter, and it gives you a lot of sustainable energy. It gives you omega-3s and CLA, and it's usually great for you because most people, when they drink coffee, they have a lot of A1 casein protein and milk in their coffee and have a lot of added sugar. So when you do something like Bulletproof coffee, you are not getting any sugar. You're not getting any sugar. So you'll hear a lot of people talk about, you know, Bulletproof coffee or Bulletproof fast, where you'll have your coffee with butter and oil and you won't eat till later in the day. So you're not necessarily doing a complete fast. You're doing a Bulletproof coffee fast where you're getting some calories, but you're getting fat. So it might keep you in more of a state of a high fat or fat oxidative environment. Is there a difference between MCT oil and coconut oil? Yes and no. Coconut oil is about 60% or so MCT oil. So MCT oil is just an extract. It's extracted from coconut oil. Medium chain triglyceride. So coconut oil is a saturated fat. And as far as I'm aware, so is MCT oil, but MCT oil, like if you just get 100% MCT oil, it's 100% MCT oil, but coconut oil has a large percentage of it is comprised of medium chain triglycerides, which is MCT. That's the acronym. Morning time and dosage. So, I mean, he drinks a lot of coffee. He drinks a lot of coffee, which a lot of you might, I don't know how much coffee you drink. You can put that in the comments below, but I have done a lot of Bulletproof coffee. I have done a lot. I've gone back later in the day and had like another blender full. Just part of me feels like it's a lot of fat. It's a lot of, because it's very satisfying. It's very satisfying. You get a lot of calories from it. And in my opinion, it should be something where you you kind of tone it down. Like you don't overdo the intake. I just think there could be some things there in the sense of not that it's dangerous, but that you are going to be filling yourself up and full and not getting enough nutrients from other foods. Like you're not getting vegetables. You're not going to be hungry for kale if you're sucking down a lot of butter and oil. Take a couple questions here. What about the people that have high cholesterol and restricted to having only a small dose of sugar products? Can they have the Bulletproof coffee? Ansel on YouTube, I can't speak on for someone like an individual because everyone's different on their situation or their health history. But high cholesterol doesn't mean bad. High cholesterol doesn't mean heart disease. If you have high HDL, which is the high density, it's not necessarily, you might have a higher overall cholesterol, but that doesn't mean you have a dangerous level or amount of cholesterol. There's a lot of stigma and a lot of myth when it comes to cholesterol that is just not true. That's been perpetuated for decades. And you can check that out, do some research on that, Google it. But just because something is, or you have high cholesterol, it doesn't mean that you're high bad cholesterol, because there's two different types. And one is more linked towards heart disease or heart issues, the LDL cholesterol, rather than the total number together. So you can have higher cholesterol, but have high HDL relative to your LDL, and you're going to be healthier rather than. So that's another thing. That's one of the issues linked with food and stuff like that. So remember these studies, fam, remember these studies are oftentimes correlations or associations. They're not finalized. They're not like, this is the be all end all. And that's one of the problems with a lot of these studies is that they're not conclusive or the study hasn't been done. And everyone just, you know, how many people are headline readers in this country, in this world? You read a headline and all of a sudden you think you know everything. If you go on Google and you type in, is X, Y, and Z bad for you? You'll get a million results that say such and such is bad for you. 10 reasons why this is bad for you. 10 reasons. Should you be eating this? ? HuffPost, CNN, Fox News, blah, blah, blah. And you'll look at the title. You're not going to read the whole fucking thing. How many of you read the whole fucking thing? You'll just read a couple things. Wow, it's a reputable source. And then you'll tell your friends that, yeah, but that's not good for you, but you never read it. And if you read the article, the 10 reasons why you shouldn't eat it, chances are you didn't read the studies that those comments were based on. So you have to really go deep, and most people don't. Headline readers. Heavy coffee drinker here too, but need to be cautious with caffeine intake. No. I don't know because a lot of there are countries up in, what is it, like the Norwegian countries. If you're in Sweden, I believe that they drink a ton of coffee because it's cold, but they have a lower incidence of heart disease. I don't know how closely caffeine is associated to with heart disease. So let me clarify something too, when it comes to a lot of what we have been led to believe now in society is that, let's say, caffeine is bad for you or saturated fat is bad for you. These things are oftentimes associated incorrectly because for the past 50 or 60 years, everyone, doctors, medical professionals, schools, universities have been saying, don't consume saturated fat. Don't drink too much caffeine. You're going to, you know, raise your blood pressure. You're going to have heart disease. So people that drank coffee were technically, or eating saturated fat, were going against doctor's orders, right? They're going against everything in society that said, don't do this, don't do that, don't drink too much coffee, don't eat red meat. So if they were ignoring literally like what everyone believed for 50 years, they were ignoring the doctors and the medicine and all the commercials and all the marketing that got everyone else. They were ignoring that and eating saturated fat. They were ignoring all that and drinking a lot of coffee. What happens is a lot of times those people were also smoking, also not exercising. They were also doing other things against the grain. And smoking, we know, is not good. Not exercising, we know, is not good. And oftentimes, smoking and lack of exercise is a bigger deal than having some coffee or having some red meat. Because if you're exercising and utilizing, okay, you might say red meat raises insulin. But, well, if you're exercising, you're using your body. You need to repair your body. There's a lot of things that are neutralized by physical activity. There's a lot of things that are neutralized by exercise. And it's going to be very interesting to see the transition or to see the change moving into the future when people are going back to this quote unquote older way of eating, when we're breaking this cycle of high carbohydrate, low fat, high vegetable oil. A lot of people are breaking from that. It's going to be interesting to see what comes from that. And of course, there's more research all the time and studies being done all the time that shows links between certain specific DNA profiles. What about epigenetics? How many of you are interested in epigenetics? That really just means genes turning on and off. What about gene manipulation? What about analyzing someone, going to the doctor, getting a blood test, and realizing, oh, shoot, you have this DNA sequence that predisposes you for getting cancer if you eat too much red meat. So here, go into this therapy or take this medication or take these injections. It'll shut those genes off and then you'll be fine. Or, okay, stay away from this. You should eat more vegetables. You're better off being a vegan or a vegetarian. You should stick to more fish and chicken because you are predisposed for cancer if you consume meat, specifically you. And that's coming out. They're doing more studies. They're finding more stuff on that. So in 20 or 30 years, who knows? you might be able to, when you're born, you might be able to see which genes they could turn on or off, maybe with a medication, with a pill, with therapy, with an injection, with radiation, with lasers. Who the fuck knows how they're going to be able to do this? But maybe you'll actually find specifically for your DNA what you should be eating based on your genetic coding, or that can be manipulated. And of course, once those studies come out, they're going to be expensive and only certain people will be able to figure that out. But it's becoming more and more, you know, science is expanding, is moving forward. Rocky Griffin, research shows that sedentary lifestyles may be worse than smoking. Right on. And what about, okay, so right there, let's just say that comment is 100% true. Let's say the research shows, let's say that's 100% true. Sedentary lifestyles may be worse than smoking. May, right? Those words are always pervasive, right? May, or could be, or might be. But let's say sedentary lifestyles are worse than smoking. A lot of people that are sedentary are also smokers. So then you have sedentary and smoking, and then people are blaming it on fucking bacon. People are blaming it on saturated fats. People are blaming it on coffee when the person smokes and is sitting on their fucking ass. So it's hard to say. It's hard to say that some of these studies, it's hard to say that some of these things are bad across the board. It could be genetic in some cases, and it could be other lifestyle factors. What if the person that you're analyzing or creating this association with, what if they live under power lines? What if they live in a highly polluted area and they've been drinking polluted water and they get cancer because they've been drinking tainted water in fucking Flint, Michigan for the past 50 years? What about that? Right? What about that? It's just, there's a lot of other things. There's a lot of other associations. So let's take a couple more questions. Got to go. Thanks for the info. You're welcome. Let's see on Instagram. No comments. Help a brother out for what? I don't see any questions, so I can't help you. Let's see. Half man, half amazing. After losing 100 plus pounds, is it better to try and gain mass to tighten up the skin? Or lean out to tighten it up, trying to avoid surgery. It's going to be hard if you're losing over 100 pounds. Congratulations. But skin doesn't retract like that. You're not going to be able to do a diet that's going to tighten up skin. So if you have a lot of excess skin, chances are it's going to stay there. I don't want to lie to you and say that all of a sudden, like, oh, this workout's going to make your skin more elastic. That's not how the body works. The skin grew and stretched and lengthened to cover your additional mass. And now that you don't have that anymore, it could be stretched out. And that's why people get stretch marks and it breaks the barriers and the bonds in the skin. And you get those like spaces and the stretch marks. So after losing, you should be doing weight training. You should be doing weight training and yoga. You should be getting your mobility back, get your balance back. You should be eating properly, right? Proper diet, which obviously you have been. If you lost that much weight, I'm sure of it. But you should be doing weight training. Don't worry about bulking. You should be eating the proper amount of calories to continue your weight loss or to continue your to provide you enough calories for your lean mass and be lifting weights. I don't think you should be bulking. I mean, you could be. You could build muscle. Why not? Build muscle. I would lift to build muscle because it's going to help you lose more body fat. And whether or not you gain weight and tighten up the skin a little bit, okay, maybe. But you should be building muscle. Otherwise, you're going to look like a bag of bones if you don't build muscle to fill out your frame, period. I don't think the skin can ever tighten up naturally. I don't think so either. I think sometimes you can smooth out stretch marks, maybe with topical creams. But, you know, lasers and stuff, that's different. But you're physically altering or doing, I don't know the science behind the lasers and the stretch marks, but I know that there are therapies that can do maybe generate the cells or regenerate cells or stimulate, you know, the skin, the dermis to grow, or who knows. But, you know, it's gotta be, it's tough. And I know it's tough mentally, because you have to deal with it and you don't want to look, you lost all this weight. You want to look good. You're like, why can't I look good? It's like, shit, you're going to have that hanging over your head, but, you know, do the best you can, but lifting is going to be important. How long have you been working out? About 18 years. You are cool. Thanks. Great questions or comments. All right. If anyone wants to call in, have another question, we could do one more call. We got time for one more. And the number is 1-833-B-SWOLE. 1-833-B-E-S-W-O-L-E. That's 1-833-B-E-S-W-O-L-E. SWOLE, 1-833-BE-SWOLE. So I'll take one more caller, and that was pretty cool. That was pretty cool. That really worked out well. So what I'm probably going to do with the flow is have a topic moving forward and then offer the call to see if we have a caller in towards the end of the show normally. So I'll have a topic for the day. And then if you have questions on that topic, you can call in. Doesn't always have to, the phone doesn't always have to ring. I get it. Not everyone wants to call, but it'd be super cool. That worked out great. So that was worth it. All that was worth it. All that was worth it. So just a recap, I have a great video that I want to post on Instagram and Facebook. I'm really excited. I did it in the supermarket parking lot today, and it was really off the cuff. I'm going to probably do a lot more videos like that, just with my phone and put some text over it. Like it hit me hard. It was something that really I felt, because I heard a lot of negativity in the supermarket. It was packed. It was packed today, Sunday, and a lot of people are down here in Florida for just the season. It's beautiful out. It's hot and sunny. It's not humid. It's not nasty, ball sweat fucking Florida weather. And I heard, I don't know. I mean, I'll wait. I'm not going to tell you everything. I want you to check the video out. But pretty much people aren't thankful for what they have. And I think we all know that. But it really just, I don't know. It just kind of irked me in a certain way, because when it comes to food, that hits me in a specific way. And I'll explain more in a little bit, you know, in the video. It's just, you know, there's a period in my life where food wasn't in abundance. And just to hear people the way they talk when they're in like a place where there's just food, like a fucking food smorgasbord, it's just sad, because people in this world don't have food. They don't have access to water. They don't have access to technology. They don't have half the shit that we fucking have. We take so many things for granted, and it just kind of brought things home a little bit more today. So I did a video, and I'll post that up. I'm going to edit that and try to get up online real quick after the swole. So that was just a, yeah, kind of got in there. But we'll do some calls in one of the next shows. So that worked out great. Thank you so much, Brad, for being the first caller on the Daily Swole. And we'll take some other calls in next episode. So what I'll do is I will connect the line when we're ready to take calls moving forward. And other episodes, either we'll do it once a week, maybe we'll do it daily. We'll see how it goes. But if you have questions, it'd be super, super cool to hear your voice and for you to get a shout out on the Swole. Because remember, when you call in, you could even say what your name is or what your Instagram handle is and get a little publicity, get a little shout out. I'd love to hit you up afterwards to say thank you. And those of you that are in Swolenormous X, remember, dropping the mobility pack tonight. I just got to do the thumbnails, make sure it looks good. And I'm going to be filming our recording and going over a lot of those instructionals and filling up that entire section, really pumping a ton of instructional videos out there. And this week is going to be a brand new virtual trainer. It's going to be another version two, another volume two virtual trainer. So last week you got the Chest and Triceps Ignite Volume 2. And this week you're going to get a Back and Biceps Ignite Volume 2. And there's going to be a lot more of those virtual trainers and a lot more of those instructional. Yeah, the new pack. Well, it's going to be instructional videos. So all those 90-day dash videos, you get the demonstrations already. But these are going to be individual videos with the same videos, but breaking down the form just so you can get the most out of it. So this will be found in your instructional videos. So it's going to be an entire folder. And you'll see, I'll say 90-day dash videos or 90-day dash instruction, and then you'll click on it and you'll see either mobility, and it's going to be individual workouts. You see mobility, you'll see, let's say total body awareness, you'll see boom, boom. So I'm going to post the mobility one tonight, and then you'll be able to access all those, and then other folders will pop up. And of course, I'll give you guys, those of you that are Swolenormous X members, I'll give you alerts in your live chat. That way you get notified when the new packs go live. So super fucking awesome. Super awesome. Any other comments? Sean Midge, what up, fam? What's up, dude? Long time. Vince on YouTube. Nice. Hell yeah, dude. Now, I was up to like 4 a.m. finishing. I did half of it, and I was like, shit, I could just finish the rest of the mobility ones tomorrow. And you know that famous quote, I forget if it was Thomas Jefferson or who said this, but if you could do something, like don't wait tomorrow. Don't wait until tomorrow. I have it on my wall somewhere. Don't wait until tomorrow if it's something you could do today. I forget exactly the wording, but some of you might have heard that quote before. But don't put off anything until tomorrow if you can get it done today. So I had half it done. I'm like, fuck it, I'll just stay up and finish it. So at least now, boom, that's done. And now I just got to do the thumbnails, and I can drop them on X. So Those of you that are in Swolenormous X, stay tuned for that. I'll drop that tonight. If you're interested in hooking into Swolenormous X, it's simple, swolenormousx.com. And of course, if you are in Swolenormous X and you have not signed up to be a Swolenormous X affiliate, a couple of people have already been adding to their own affiliate account already, been bringing people in. So make sure you sign up for the affiliate program. I sent out an email. It's in the live chat. If you have not received the link for whatever reason, you don't know where to find it, the affiliate sign up, make sure you contact me. I'll send out another email blast just to make sure that everyone gets in there. But a few people have already signed up and already passed on to their friends and family to sign up for the affiliate program. And the affiliate program is sick. Those of you that are in Swolenormous X, you know I talked to you about it already, about the monthly, how you, the affiliate benefits. So stay tuned for that, more information if you're interested. But if you are a member of Swolenormous X and you're not signed up to be an affiliate, it's completely free and it only benefits you. So make sure that you get signed up. And if you have any trouble finding that link, make sure you contact me. You could hit me up in the live chat on the website, or you can email me. How long did it take you to grow your beard? I've been growing this for a couple of years, but I trim it. It actually needs to be trimmed and cleaned up again. I might do it tonight, actually. 1-833. Yep, that's the number, but we're done for the show today. So love the flag, brother. Thank you. Thank you. And the flag is actually, just for everyone that know, most people know, the camera's reversed. So the flag is hanging, or both of them. There's one over here too. The flags are hanging the correct way. It's stupid how it mirrors it. I don't know why it doesn't show, like, I know it's a reverse front-facing camera, but why should this be a mirror? Why can't you just make a camera that looks normal? I don't get it, but they hang the right way. So, yeah, I ain't no jabroni. I ain't going to disrespect the flag. So thank you so much for joining, and thank you, Brad, for asking or for calling, being the first caller of the Daily Swole, and that number will stay the same. So when I go live for the Daily Swole, I will let you know when it's time to punch in that number, but you can write it down and keep it in your pocket, and I'll post it up. That way, anyone that wants to call in during the show, when it's the period for call times, you have the number. It's 1-833-BESWOLE. That's 1-833-BESWOLE, BESWOLE. So keep that number down. You can save it. You can save it in your phone. That way, when you're going live, that when I'm live and I say, hey, we're taking calls, you can call and get a chance to get through and ask your question. So that was fucking awesome. And drop in the comments below, hit me up, send me a message. Let me know what you thought about the live call. If you dug it, if you dig it, if you're going to dank it. And of course, you're going to be still crushing the content. Stay tuned on Facebook, Instagram for the new posts. Remember, all the episodes are on SoundCloud and Apple Podcasts. Catch Papa Swolio everywhere. Yoked like it ain't no joke. Look at those on YouTube. The shadow. The shadow is looking fucking, oh yeah. Oh man, the shadow's looking good. Looking good. Sun's going down. Sun is setting on the sick fucking gains. Peace, McGee's fam. Deuce Magoose, thank you so much for joining me for episode 681 of the Daily Sleazy. Tomorrow, 682, Monday fun day. I will see everyone in Swolenormous X. Peace out, fam. Hey, Swolenormous Nation, just wanted to say thank you for all the love and support for the Daily Swole. I really appreciate it. Remember, you can find me on every single social media channel, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Just check me out there. And if you're interested in any of my programs, nutrition, workshops, yoga classes, please visit swolenormousx.com.